Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.
Another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. This is our special holiday podcast with CT. CT, how are you?
Good, man. How's everybody out there? Good.
Awesome. We are excited for you to do your drink special. We got Super Nash in here. How are you, Super Nash?
So, AK, during the holiday season, and Claus is in the house.
And Tiny here with my special recipe addition to what CT is doing. He is set up to do, I believe, it's 4, right, CT? Or are you going to throw in an extra one?
The 4 is the main that we're going to go with, so, yep.
Yep, you could see in his kitchen.
How are you tonight, Tiny?
How am I tonight? I'm fantastic. Roxy made these awesome milkshakes that are sitting in front of me. These are holiday milkshakes. We added a little bit of crust up gingerbread man and then the gingerbread man in there, plus a little vanilla stir stick. But then I used a really cool ice cream in it, but we'll talk about that later. I'm ready. That's what I'm sipping on tonight. But we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys for all the Scotchy Bourbon Boys stuff. We got Glencairn's t-shirts and bourbon balls tonight. Me and Roxy rolled over 200 bourbon balls, so we're going to be getting ready to dip that. And then also, we are on all the podcast formats. We are on Apple, iHeart, and Spotify mainly, but everything else that you could think of, if you can do. And then we are on all the major social media, X, YouTube, Facebook, and I got it all mixed up. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Yep.
Check us out there. But remember, like, listen, subscribe, and leave good feedback for us, because that always helps. But tonight's special podcast that we got going tonight, I'm excited about this. This is our first ever holiday drink special. We've done drinks before, but this is the holiday drink special. And the holidays are here. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Are you guys full in the holiday spirit these days?
Thank you. I've been 100%, man. Day after Halloween, I switched over, had the trees up, ready to roll.
Yeah. Day after Halloween, I started breaking out all the Christmas stuff myself.
We outdoor decorated first, and it's pretty intense this year. And the tree, you know, because Roxy had a cold, and she's been really busy. So we're getting the lights on, and we'll be decorating, putting the decorations actually on the tree. But all the other decorations are up. And then we got the 85-inch big screen TV mounted on the wall this past weekend because that had to take priority. We watched, Randy El Presidente would appreciate that because I got to figure out I'm going to call that room with an 85-inch TV in it. And then we watched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny last night, and it was like, whoa. I just remember as a kid watching a 10-inch and a 19-inch and just thinking, you know, that was really cool to watch TV. And now I'm watching an 85-inch just blow me away. I stuck on my wife, like Roxy likes to watch Days of Our Lives, and I put that on it, and it was like the people in the soap opera, the size ratio was bigger than real life. Like their heads are bigger than real life. I mean, how many times you watch TV and can you say that? I can't wait till we go 3D, right? Anyways, all right, CT.
All right, so what are we doing tonight?
So we're going to make four drinks, and it's stuff that I think that when we talked about doing this, I wanted to put together stuff that I thought that anybody could basically do this at home with a few ingredients. The first one will be the simplest, and we'll work our way up to the bourbon milkshake, which is maybe the more difficult one just because of the time involved. But all these are pretty available, and you can substitute out some things for it. So we'll get started. The first one, which is always the go-to for me in the fall, and that's when Crown Royal starts to release their salted caramel. I like to pair it with a apple cider. Now, you can use apple juice. You don't have to use salted caramel, Crown. I'm not endorsing them. It's just what I like. There you go, Nash. But there are other caramel-type bourbon whiskeys out there that you can use. So if you don't have this, you can substitute it. I like the way this works, so I'm always a fan of it. The ratio is pretty simple. That's why this is going to be the starter. This is going to be 2-to-1. We're going to use two ounces to 1 ounce with our cider, 1 ounce of the Crown Royal. So I'm going to go ahead and mix up a quick drink, and we'll get that one done and test it out. Nash, you got one there?
Absolutely. And did you did something special to the rim of the glasses, didn't you? You rimmed them in caramel?
Some of them. I didn't do this one, unfortunately. I thought I had caramel. I do not. Okay. So it didn't get any caramel.
Me, I kind of picked up an easy caramel rim for the glasses. Is this caramel dip?
Yeah, that those
companies that turn it out for sliced apples.
I was going to say that's like,
that makes the perfect thing to rim your glasses in caramel whenever you're making cocktails.
It's
found out.
It's perfect for any rim job.
I'll kind of walk through when I do it. I like to mix anytime I'm mixing a old-fashioned or a mixed drink. I like to mix it in ice first, and then I like to put it in the glass with a fresh ice cube just so it doesn't melt that big ice cube as fast. A little bit longer time to enjoy it. So I'm going to garnish mine. I had a toasted apple with brown sugar and cinnamon, and that's how I'm going to garnish that. I'll wait till you guys are ready, and we'll cheers and start with that first drink.
I'm ready. I'm just going straight milkshake right across the...
Hey, cheers, everyone. Hope you're having a good evening. If you don't have this, whatever you're drinking tonight, cheers to you. And tomorrow, go out and find this so you can enjoy it for the weekend.
And give me some brown sugar toasted apples beforehand, too.
Yeah. You guys are on it.
It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that actually that is one of the first drinks, CT, you ever mixed me. It was just like the first time I had come down, whatever. You're just like, You just like had what, 4 bottles of the Crown salted caramel, and I'm like, we don't even see that up by us, and you're like, yeah, try this, and then you just whipped it out, did it. It's fantastic, really.
Yeah, it's so easy to drink. I think that for anybody that's just looking for a nice, relaxing drink, refreshing almost. I mean, to me, I like apple juice and apple cider. This is good. It's an easy one to shoot back and move on.
In my opinion, it's the only way that you should ever drink Crown. There's no other way that I would ever. There's no other Crowns that I drink, and there's no other way I would drink it.
That's good.
I mean,
I'll be going back to that one later.
My first bottle of Crown, it was a dumpster Crown. It was about, let's see, it was a dumpster Crown. It had to be about 2015. I was pushing in my recycling plant in a Bobcat, and out of the load comes a full bottle, seal intact, of Crown. So I basically got out, picked it up. There was nothing wrong with it. The seal had not been broken, and I took it home. It took me, because being in recycling, I usually have a rule that I don't consume anything ever out of, you know, recycling
bins. Probably a good idea.
Right. But it took me about 6 months before I cracked that, and I drank it. And that was before I got into bourbon. So that was my first ever experience with Crown. And honestly, I didn't know better. So, you know, I just went with what everybody thought.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah,
know what I mean.
So do your homies got a role in your little? You mean?
Yeah. We all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying.
Already?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Look. We all artists, man. We go. You feel me? We gonna have this like.
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real. I gonna lie.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
CT, I just want you to notice that that drink right there stood Bourbon Claus's bottle straight up, so he gives it a bottle up.
All right, Bourbon Claus, I like it. I like it.
I just hope there are no drinks that make that Bourbon Claus go limp.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what Sherry said.
That's what Mrs. Bourbon Claus says.
Yeah.
Hey, so we'll move on to drink 2, which is a drink. This will be the first time I've made this. I have not done it. I've kind of had it in my mind. I've done some other drinks similar to this, but this is the first time of taking. So this is going to be a chocolate peppermint barrel proof old fashioned. Now, people out there will argue you got to use this rye or this bourbon. I am just going to tell you, some of the best old fashions I've ever made have been with a barrel proof, which I like Elijah Craig barrel proof, so that's what we're using. This is not A, B, or C. This is a barrel pick from Kroger in Kentucky, and it comes in at 132.5 proof. It is a 9-year barrel proof, and it's a good bourbon. So I like it. That's how we're going to make our drink right now. The other thing that was kind of cool about this is I really wanted a bitters, because if you think of an old-fashioned is one of the things that goes in an old-fashioned is some type of bitters, whether it's a aromatic, whether it's a black walnut, chocolate, orange, cherry, you name it, but I wanted mint. Well, I did not think I would find it, but I found mint bitters. So we are going to be able to make this in true peppermint fashion with the mint bitters. So that was a good thing. Hang on, just a second. We got ice cubes.
I found those mint bitters too. Also, I wish I would have thought about it. And I had the peppermint rum chata too. And I just wanted Well, I didn't have time to put together just two of the cocktails that you had put on the post. So
looking forward
to making this one later.
So I'll be the guinea pig and I'll tell you if it's good or not. But I think it's going to be pretty good. So we're going to start out with 2 ounces of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. And again, it doesn't matter which one of these you have. I would tell you this: if you have an A batch or a B batch, that's maybe not your favorite, especially since C923 came out. Use that one; it's a good way to use it. So we're using 2 ounces of that. We're going to add in 1 ounce of the rum chata peppermint. That's going to kind of be our sweetener for this, instead of adding any simple syrup or some maple syrup or whatever we may do. We're going to add in about 2 dashes of the mint bitters. And we are going to add in, for the chocolate, 2 dashes of chocolate bitters. Like 2 eyedroppers, because that's how it comes.
Luxardo syrup. Oh. So Ed Bly, it was also, he gave his, Ed Bly, he gave his idea of what one, he said, new fashioned instead of an old fashioned is 2 ounces of OWA, 1 teaspoon barrel aged maple syrup, 1 teaspoon Luxardo syrup, 3 dashes Tabasco bitters, stir cubes, Luxardo cherry. So that's what he was saying. That's a new fashioned.
Tobacco bitters are crisp. Just saw those today.
Okay. Cheers, Caravaggio.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent.
All right, then we're going to top it with a rum chata foam. So this is a foam that I made.
And CT makes really good foams.
But it's not hard. So there you go. You've got a pretty nice looking glass.
Good-looking
festive holiday drink. If you want to make the rim, you basically take the marshmallow fluffy whip and then apply the candy canes that are already broke up. I didn't break those up. They came that way.
Yeah, you can buy them that way. That's for sure. It's yeah, pretty cool.
This is a lifesaver.
So, wow.
All right. So,
that looks pretty good.
Garnish, and I'm not just garnishing with any kind of candy cane. It's a Hershey's chocolate peppermint candy cane.
Excellent. So, well, before
there it is, folks.
Before you cheers, I'm going to pour myself some C923, put that in a cup, and cheers it with you guys, because that is the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof old rum chata mint bitter old fashioned.
Greg Snyder's watching, and he loves your Christmas, CT's Christmas cocktail concoctions.
Oh yeah!
Tell him coming up on that. That's when we meet with him on Sunday. You'll concoct.
Hang on, just a second, guys.
Anyways, all right. So I'm drinking the C923, which I would not use for the drink. But I would agree with what CT was saying as far as there are some barrel proof, you know, some of the barrel proof releases are not my favorite. And that's what you do with them. You can make some really, really good mixed drinks with those. Especially, I mean, I find around this time of the year that those barrel proofs really can make some good drinks. Don't you?
Because. Agrees.
Yeah, it's I think that especially the Elijah Craig work really well. I'm a fan of any of those that you mix into a old fashioned, even if you want a traditional old fashioned and you just want to use aromatic bitters or Peychau bitters, whatever. I still think that the flavor of that comes through. Just like this is a very mint forward, obviously, with the rum chata and the mint bitters, but that barrel proof is still there. It's still there. You can totally taste it, and I think that if it was not a barrel proof, you would not. It would get hidden.
I think that's something my wife really likes, peppermint and mint and chocolate like that. She likes his Andes chocolates and things like that, and she likes the rum chata. And I think that's one that, like I say, that I'm going to concoct for her. And a little bit later on this holiday season.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think she's going to enjoy it.
I will tell you, that's for the first time doing it, not altering it in any way, just the way that it came.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty spot on. It's good.
So your Rachel is asking how the drink was, CT.
Good. It's like I said, the mint is strong. I think you could probably, if I was to do it again, I would probably back the bitters off to only one dash. Just because the rum chata kind of did enough on its own.
Was that the mint bitters?
Yes. And a mint bitter is like a conundrum. I mean, bitters are supposed to add like those spicy, almost the definition of bitters. I mean, when you start to get into sweet bitters, it's like a contrast. And I enjoy that, though. I like your holiday Christmas tree right there, CT. You got the little.
Thank you. I got Clark with his sled. I got Clark with his mug when he's drinking the eggnog. And I've got Cousin Eddie fresh in. Now, I didn't bring, but I have the Cousin Eddie's camper at the shop. It's under my Christmas tree at the shop. So.
Gervasio says, mint is invasive. And yes, I will agree. But the one time a year we want to be invaded by mint is the holidays. I mean, peppermint is part of what everybody thinks. You got candy cane, you got candy. That mint flavor says, you know, the holidays. So I agree. It's invasive. I don't think it should be invasive all year round, but, you know, for a month a year, invade the shit out of me.
And what's so different about that one is by having the rum chata in there and being mixed and then that foam being put on top with it, it definitely has a creamier texture, obviously, you can tell by the glass, than a normal old-fashioned. So it's a great holiday drink. That's something that I'll probably be serving throughout the holidays to friends and family. I think it's something a lot of people enjoy. And I'm anxious to play around with it and get some different flavors on it.
All right. Let's get on to – let's take number three.
So number three, we're going to go with one of my favorites. We've done this similar old-fashioned at RD1 with Barry. This is the one when we were down there, and we picked up the maple bottle that I said, hey, you know, there can't be a better option to make a maple old-fashioned than a maple bourbon. So we're going to use Barry's RD1 maple bourbon. We're going to use some... barrel-aged maple syrup. This is from Middle West. It's just the one that I like the best, and it's acceptable for me, so that's the one I'm using. This is going to get some black walnut bitters. If you do not have black walnut bitters and you're making old fashions, you are missing out. This is the best overall bitter that I think is on the market.
I like the black walnut also, and... everybody has black walnut, but I also like the cherry bitters. Black walnut and cherry are my two favorite.
I agree. I like cherry a lot.
It's got that same logo, but red.
What's that?
The bitters has the same logo in the company, but the type is red. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how the green ones were. The
mint?
The mint ones were green.
Ah. I'm just telling you, this freaking milkshake is unbelievable. I'm not always on board for dairy products with bourbon, but this is crazy.
You don't say you didn't like my one concocted idea. You said, oh, milk.
Yeah, I went with eggnog instead of milk in the milkshake. Yeah, we went just milk in it is a different story, but the ice cream with the, oh, my God.
By the way, CT, I had to vary just a little bit. I had to go with Knob Creek Smoked Maple Bourbon tonight because I did not have the RD1 maple bourbon.
Okay, so well, We use that. Rachel likes that one a lot because it's got the sweetness to it, and it makes it. As a matter of fact, that almost can be done without any maple syrup because it's that sweet right out of the bottle.
You do know that you also could use some decadence, some Widow Jane decadence, to make this too.
Yeah. Oh wow! And you know what? I've got Widow Jane decadence sitting in there, but I didn't even think about it. But I did have this on the shelf, so that's what I went with. And I did have the bourbon barrel aged maple syrup.
I got the Luca Mariano.
I got that too. I have a few barrel aged maple syrups. Too many that I probably shouldn't show, but I do like bourbon. Maple syrup.
Who doesn't?
I'm not kidding you. I probably have 6 to 8 different types of maple bourbon whiskey.
Well, you know, CT, that people who don't like maple, they can't even be on this podcast. I mean, we had to fire somebody who didn't like maple. So.
Maple is great. That flavor profile, especially in an old fashioned. Again, not everybody likes the sweet old fashioned, and if you don't, these are typically sweet ones that we're doing today. But it's because of the holidays. You know, this is not your typical old fashioned with the orange and cinnamon flavors. This is more to sit down and enjoy a little sweet drink with friends. So
yeah,
what we're gonna do with the RD1. Maple is we're going to do about 2.5 ounces on this one, and we are going to mix about 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce of the maple syrup. So I'm not kidding you, if you do not have barrel aged maple syrup, it is a life changer. Use it on your pancakes, waffles. I put it on oatmeal. My son puts it on his oatmeal in the morning sometimes. That stuff is amazing. We're going to do 2 to 3 dashes of the black walnut bitters, and we're going to do 1 to 2 dashes of the chocolate. Again, kind of depends on your plate, what you like. So, you know, I can't tell you, you may like less, you may like more of those bitters. If you go to Woodford and get an old fashioned with those chocolate bitters, be ready because they put about 8 to 10 dashes in your drink. All right, we're going to top this off right here. And because we don't want to go cheap, we're going with the Luxardo cherry.
When you sent this one across, there's a lot of things that I have in my collection, but this is one that I couldn't have made. I don't have a maple bourbon. I love maple flavored stuff, but I've just not. Once when you get into, I mean, the decadence, which is the maple syrup finished bourbon, that's one thing. But the flavor, the adding those maple flavors to bourbon, I look at it, I've just not pulled the trigger. I there's so many bourbons, you know. So when you did this one, I wouldn't even have a chance to make this. So this is really cool to see what you're doing with it.
And like with theirs, this is a 99.9 proof. It's a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. It's double finished in oak and maple barrels. So some of the maple stuff, again, people out there, everybody's going to have a different palate, taste it different. Some of them are way over sweet, which, no offense to Knob Creek, but that Knob Creek is really sweet. So if you don't like just the slight maple flavor of some of these, like this one has a maple flavor, but it's not overly maple, then you will love Knob Creek because it is the most mapley one on the market that I know of. But this, the Hainer maple is another one that I like a lot. There's a lot of good ones out there. So, again, I think this makes a delicious drink. This is a You know what? We forgot something. Hold the phone. I forgot to smoke it.
Yeah, let's smoke it.
That's what I've been doing.
You're checking all the boxes there, CT. I mean, I got to give you credit. We almost didn't, but it's like when we went over what we wanted to do, you're checking the boxes, man. I appreciate it.
And just want to say, there's all kind of different smokers out there. Compliments of my son last year for Christmas. Bought me this electric smoker. Christmas.
Great.
Bunch of different woods. I've got an electric smoker, and I also have the one that you set just on top, just like that. That's a diffuser like that. You light it and just let it sit there, and it diffuses right into the glass, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say that for anybody at home that's trying to do it on your own, the ones that sit on top are going to be easier because you can make the drink and then smoke it, whereas that's what I messed up right there. I should have smoked the glass while I was mixing the drink, because this smoker, like you showed with the tube, while it injects a ton of smoke, it'll smoke the room up. It has to smoke the glass. You can't put it in after you've made the drink. So there you go. That's the smoke.
Yep. And one thing, I mean, cheers.
I put the cube in, and while I had my other stuff mixed up, I set it up here and put my cube in, and then smoked it. Smoked the glass and the ice cube. And then also, too, I've got these pretty cool, neat smoke toppers that I purchased. Yeah. And that holds the smoke in. So then when I get ready to drink it, the cap off.
My smoker's like yours, Nash, but it's got a plastic CD that goes over the top that has a little rubber insert in the middle that keeps the smoke, and you just shove the little area in and it holds the smoke in. So that's kind of cool. But what I wanted to say is I try to think of a holiday mixer kind of bourbon, and I came up with the Charles E. Ballard barrel series from the Spirit of French Lick, because that chocolate that's in there, you know, and that could fit really well into this also. If you added just a little bit of that in there with the maple, you'd have like a chocolate maple. So
that is one amazing old fashioned right there.
Telling you, that right there is dessert in a glass. It's so, man.
Don't drink it all. We haven't made the milkshake yet. Roxy's here. She's drinking her.
That's probably one of the best old fashions that I've made for myself right there.
Awesome.
And with your help, yeah.
So Bourbon Claws gives that one what?
He gives that a bottle up.
What is on the hat? What bottle is that?
It was just a bottle ornament that Sherry gave me like 3 or 4 years ago, and it was an ornament for the tree. I de-ornamented it.
It's old St. Nick bourbon. I mean, for God's sakes, it's from preservation. Right. CT's going to go get it.
I need that.
Yeah. And so then, like I say, I took the ornament thing off the top of it, and that was right there. And see, I broke it off and then glued it to my little spring cap.
Oh,
so that I could be Bourbon Claws.
Or I swear to God, you're the Grinch going to go steal shit off people's trees. Anyways,
I actually found it at this Christmas house up in Dillard, Georgia. You walk in this place and the whole house is nothing but Christmas ornaments in every room you go into.
They got a bourbon tree? Because that's what I'm... Anybody wants to give me bourbon ornaments, I'm putting it on this tree right next to me.
Yeah, I got a tree, like I say, that's a miniature of yours. It's nothing but bourbon ornaments that I've collected from all the distilleries and places that I've went, and plus the ones that people's given me.
Well, also neck toppers on bottles that you buy make great freaking ornaments.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
2021 Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
Around the holidays, they put those neck toppers on there too.
Yep. All right, CT, we're gonna go. So I gotta go to the next one. I'm ready. So is Roxy.
Roxy, you ready?
Yeah, I already drank half of mine.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have already like been ghost. Look at that; those glasses are empty. Now, wait a minute. While I'm mixing mine, which I'll talk about the ingredients here in a second. But Roxy, you made a different one totally than what we did. What'd you do?
So I used your recipe. I just cut it in half. So we just made one glass of each, and it was Jeff's is a quarter cup of eggnog, a cup of, he bought a Häagen-Dazs peppermint chocolate ice cream. And then we put the Hershey syrup in, the tablespoons of Hershey syrup, and the Knob Creek.
Yeah.
Right?
Knob Creek 120. You're using a 9.
And then a mint chocolate, which is similar to an Andes candy, but it's not technically an Andes candy, but it tastes like one. And then mine, because I can't eat dairy products, is made
Hold up. One second. In yours, and put this out there for everybody that is, for the purposes for yours, why did you do this?
So this one is vegan and dairy-free, mine. So it has oat milk instead of eggnog or regular milk. And it has,
cashew.
Like a cashew, vanilla cashew. Was it coconut?
No, it was cashew milk ice cream.
Vanilla cashew milk ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's really cool because we talked about this earlier today. Or was it today or yesterday? That make one that was going to work for you. That even though you couldn't have the milk, mm-hmm. make it work. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's delicious. It tastes delicious.
Yeah, and so CT.
Fantastic, because there is a lot of people out there that's watching this podcast and that have intimate others that are vegan and dairy-free mm-hmm. in their life and that want a drink, and now's a chance that they can make something that they'll enjoy.
Yeah, they actually have coconut spray whip now, so you can buy that in most grocery stores instead of dairy whip. And if you're going to make a blended ice cream drink or a shake, cashew milk blends up creamier and smoother than some of the other ones. Like almond milk is kind of watery when you blend it up. The oat and the cashew make for creamier, thicker, creamier, more milk-like texture.
Well, and I like almond milk, so it may be something to play around with in the future. I don't drink milk as a general thing. I drink Fairlife or almond milk.
Yeah,
almond milk is good.
I'm a coconut milk, oat milk guy. I don't...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I just choose it for its health reasons.
Stacy says, nice apron there, CT.
You like that?
We thought about that, didn't we? You knew we were talking about. I mean, honestly, I think this is one of our more pre-discussed, well-thought-out podcasts that we've done so far.
Yeah, we got our shit together.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We got to do more like this.
So we'll move on to the ingredients, and then I'm going to blend it so it's going to be a little loud for a second. But just kind of a heads up, we're doing 3 ounces of Knob Creek 9. And again, it does not have to be Knob Creek 9. You can use whatever you want, whatever you got. If all you got is Jack Daniel's, Jim Beam, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But we're using 3 ounces of your favorite bourbon. We're using 2 cups of a vanilla ice cream. Again, it doesn't matter if you like French vanilla, you like vanilla bean, you like whatever. I have a regular vanilla ice cream. Jeff has peppermint, so whatever. So the next thing...
Roxy has cashew.
Yeah, Roxy has cashew.
God bless you!
I've got Andy's mints. So I took 4 four Andes mints, and I chopped them up pretty fine. I'm going to go ahead and dump those in. So four Andes mints are going in there. We put about a half a cup of whole milk. You, again, could substitute however you need to do. And then we've got about four tablespoons of Hershey's chocolate syrup. That is the one thing that I'm going to tell you that if you stray from, we are no longer friends. Imitation chocolate syrup is not going to work. You have Hershey's. I mean, come on. It's got to be Hershey's, right?
Yep, there's Hershey's syrup in ours. Yep, Hershey's syrup all the way.
All right, going to get loud for a second.
It's so loud, CT, that we can't even hear it.
Yeah, we didn't hear anything.
Well, you didn't hear anything.
No, it was too loud.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Oh, the Andes mints are all, look perfectly proportioned.
Yep.
And to top it off, even finer dusted Andes mints.
On the top.
We dusted ours with, I pulverized some ginger snaps cookies in the food processor.
And then threw a gingerbread man snap cookie right on top so that you can scoop the whipped cream off.
Yeah, everybody saw that. That was cool.
Now let me see if I can find some super stupid straw that my daughter has. Okay, look at this. I got this.
Yep.
Usually I have those metal straws that go in the Yetis and crap like that.
Look at this, CT. You get one of these vanilla things. It's what you stir your coffee with. And then you can use that as your straw and stir. And it basically becomes an edible part of the drink.
Oh, that's, So.
Look at Luca back there.
You guys ready? Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to.
Bourbon milkshake.
And I would say that this is the best.
Jesus.
Exactly. I think this is the best drink I've ever had at home.
That's basically what Connie said at the beginning of the show.
Oh, God. It's so good.
I mean,
we're not sharing this with anybody. Come on.
I think we should have one of these every single day. Every single day of our lives, I make a decree. Everybody has to have a bourbon milkshake right before they go to bed every night. That's my decree.
So I and Rachel likes mint chocolate chip too. This is, holy crap! This is off the hook.
Gary loves mint chocolate chip. I can't wait to make this one for her too.
I love mint chocolate chip. That's one of my favorites.
That's one of her favorite ice creams, too.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Knob Creek flavor complements the Andes candy so well.
No, it really does.
It works. If you have a bar out, if anybody is listening or watching this and you have a bar, you are a sure winner with that drink for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, holy cow. If I walked into a bar today and they had that on the menu, sign me up.
This is on the level of the first time I was like 12 years old at Captain's Steakhouse, and my mom let me have a grasshopper. It's like, that's the first time I ever had like a minty flavor to it, and there was some, first time I ever had like alcohol in public. And it was like, what is this?
What? Sherry's not here, and I get to eat my Luxardo cherry.
You dropped it?
Yeah, and I dropped it.
You missed your mouth.
Forever.
Did you have a Luxardo cherry in your milkshake?
No, he's drinking that old fashioned.
Oh, Nash, you should have just... I picked the right...
No, I didn't do the milkshake.
Nash, send me your address. I'll ship you one tomorrow.
Once again, I make a decree.
You're missing out on not having a milkshake.
Oh, God, CT, man. I think...
I decided to pick two, and I thought, I really don't do milkshakes, but Good God, I missed out.
Well, put it.
I'm not doing a milkshake.
I don't. I was thinking about add a little bit of malt to it too. You just add and put that in there, and it would be add that little bit of malt flavor to go with. Might complement the bourbon, right?
I want to figure out how to lick this out.
I haven't had a milkshake, and I'm going to be straight up honest. I'm not sure if I've had a milkshake in maybe 3 or 4 years. This thing is...
I can't remember the last time I've had
this one. This is so good.
Well, I can't have a damn milkshake because nobody makes them dairy-free. That.
Yeah. So this is like the first milkshake she's had in like 15 years.
Y'all are like in heaven.
Oh, my God.
And they're so good.
I think I had a milkshake like 2-3 years ago when it was like one of the fast food places that serves custard, it came around for the first time, and I had one of theirs, and it was fantastic. But that's amazing.
That was really good.
Hey, CT, I think that's the holiday winner. We should just basically have like gallons of ice cream here on that Friday and just start making milkshakes for everybody.
Yeah.
You need some of those little ice cream machines? Come on in. Come on in, baby.
Well,
making some smoked cocktails and...
Roxy, is leaving.
I gotta go make sure Alice is in bed.
Roxy's...
Hi?
Roxy's, yeah. Hey? Roxy's in here, and, well, you can't see her, but she's behind the scenes.
She just went up to check on the baby.
That is an awesome... bourbon milkshake that CT just got through.
You would want it.
That chocolate's in.
I'm buzzed. It buzzed me.
Well, you know, you think about it, it's got 3 ounces of bourbon in it compared to even an old fashioned. Usually it's 2. So.
Well, also, yeah. And then also think about this, CT. If you poured some bourbon cream in there and use some Heaven Hill eggnog, it'd be a great morning drink. Oh, God, he's going to liquor 46 it.
Milkshake, they say, is awesome. Roxy made one dairy-free.
Yep.
Well, she can't do the dairy, can she?
Or the eggs, so it was cashew ice cream, and it was...
And she said it's awesome. And they made one for Jeff that's regular, like CT made. And they're saying it's this brown sugar baked apples that went in this. This is the caramel.
CT, one of the cool things about it also is you did it right. You know the Andes candies that you blended? Yeah. The thicker ones stay at the bottom, so your last drink is like a bunch of mint chocolate sitting at the bottom. And then you have the light ones on the top, so it's really kind of cool.
And I just say this, somehow again, the Liqueur 43 chocolate made this even better.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding you. It is wow.
I hope Matt's washing.
If this is the bottle to have.
Well, no, I won't disagree with you. I mean, did you ever have a bottle of Godiva chocolate liqueur and Godiva white chocolate liqueur?
Wait a minute. Answer your own question.
Kevin.
Unlike anybody else. Hey, CT. So, Woodford Reserve, I met a lady online, and she took the bourbon balls to Woodford Reserve, right? To see if we could get bourbon balls in Woodford Reserve. And their comment was, can you make them all white chocolate because we already have chocolate bourbon balls? There you go.
I knew there was something wrong with Woodford. I could smell it when I was there.
Anyways, yeah, but that next batch of bourbon balls is getting ready. And speaking of fur balls, we got puppies.
This is Sasha.
Yep.
This is our green chow. Our new baby girl.
Aww.
She has a purple tongue, I'm assuming.
Yeah, she's full blooded. Yep.
Oh yeah.
They have purple.
That's why you got her. Sherry saw purple on her and said, "I gotta have that dog."
Yep. I think that's what happened. That's her new baby girl.
Yep.
Oh, it's gonna be so much fun.
To get in here.
I'm going to be doing...
Oh, I know I love you.
There you go. Excellent. So, anyways, anything else you want to finish up with, Super Nash?
Man, this has been a great cocktail learning experience for me. Like I say, I've learned a whole lot tonight and a lot that I want to share with my wife for the holidays. And hopefully everybody that's been watching out there wants to share with somebody, you know, or just for themselves.
So CT, we're going to publish, you sent me the PDF, so I'll copy and paste it in this podcast, all the recipes. And then thank you for those. I mean, those are very, very much your recipes from stuff that you've, you know, that your little tweak. That's what bartenders do, right? They tweak.
I enjoy it. I really do. It's fun to take something that, you know, bourbon and whiskey, whatever it is. Is great on its own, but I feel like cocktails bring it to a different level. That because let's be honest, everybody is not going to drink a bourbon or a whiskey. They may not like it, but that milkshake is very approachable. Something as simple as the cider, apple cider and caramel, is very approachable for most people. And I like that as a gateway for people to be able to still enjoy the drinks and not have a clear distillate that they have to drink and mix it with everything in the world. So this is a good way to have something enjoyable and savory to drink.
Well,
with bourbon and a whiskey behind it, and instead of, like you said, a clear distillate.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that, you know, a vodka milkshake is probably, other than whatever flavor that you back it with, is not going to be nearly the flavor that this thing is.
I
want to second that.
You said a cuss word just now, vodka milkshake. What the fuck is that? Who the hell ever even heard of that? No, I mean, okay. My God.
If I could put one of those little puke emojis up right now, that's what I would put up there.
Now, what we may have to do next year, for part two, because, yeah, we'll have to call it part two because Charlie Sheen. We'll have to do the Kazekane's tequila drinks for Christmas.
Tequila. Oh, tequila.
Tequila.
And Jeff is puking in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. Okay, so we could have a tequila sunrise. That I'll go with, you know.
You see, we were so much past that.
Slow gin and orange juice and some tequila, and the slow gin and orange juice make sure that you don't taste the tequila. I'm not past it. I'm right there.
Oh, my gosh. Tequila has gone way to a whole nother level.
That's because you drink too much bourbon, Nash.
No, because
tequila hasn't gone to any other level. Tequila is still tequila. Do you know how many people actually know? There's not many people who drink aged tequila. It's so little. I was talking to Ann. Aged tequila is like, it's like a subculture. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not even a foot fetish. It's not. People who drink tequila. Did you know Cuervo still sells the most tequila?
That's because it's the most common thing out there, but it's not a tequila.
I understand, but I'm telling you, what you call tequila,
people aren't, the general population is not into. Just not.
Anyway.
You can age shit and it'll taste a little bit better, but in the end, it still tastes like shit.
I'm not talking about aged tequila. I'm just talking about some very good tequilas that, you know,
wait,
out there.
You said, you said it.
What? Some barrel aged tequilas and whiskey and bourbon barrel.
Hey, CT, he just said he's not talking about aged tequila. And then he says, then he starts talking about barrel aged tequila. What the fuck do you think I'm talking about now?
Okay. All
right. Okay. So, your stick your bourbon fucking claws. You stick to bourbon claws. It's like
exactly.
Yes. Yes. It's like get the hell off. Okay. Yes. As Caravaggio says, tequila is dangerous. And okay, that's the one thing that I might like about it. When I tell you to live dangerously, go drink some freaking tequila and see how dangerous it is.
I disagree.
Oh, my God. Anyways, if you're going to do another one, maybe we've got to have you do a romantic Valentine's Day. We'll have you do the Valentine's Day, the same format, but you come up with romantic drinks for couples.
I don't have a hat with a heart, a floating heart on it.
And then, yeah, and then we can have Rachel. She can be on too, and you, the two of you can.
Wait a minute. Sherry does though.
What? Hey, what? Sherry, how much do you like tequila?
Okay, I found this on the web for how much do you like tequila?
Did she?
Checked out.
Siri told me she found a lot about it.
It's gotta be the better tequila. I don't like the cheap tequila.
There's no such thing. So in other words, you don't like tequila. Because there's no such thing in my book of better tequila. It's just there's shittier tequila, and then there's shit tequila, and then there's just a little shit tequila.
This conversation. There you go, CC.
There you go.
Punch that time clock out.
Anyways, all right, we're off tequila. So anyways, it was a great podcast, you guys. Good leading up to the holidays. Let's just real quick. Friday, December 15th is the Scotchy Bourbon Boys holiday
Christmas party.
Right, and it's going to be at the Stillhouse at Gervasi at 7 p.m. If you're listening and you're in the Canton, Ohio area, or you can get here, please do, because it is going to be off the charts. There's going to be
taking over Gervasi
giveaways. Yep, and there'll be giveaways, barrelhead giveaways, bourbon giveaways, shampoo and body wash.
It looks like foot soap.
Soap on a rope.
Wait a minute, our
loop
is involved.
I said that.
Only if they
have lace.
Yeah, everybody, just so you know, anybody who shows up, they get a free mini loofah.
Oh, God.
We got berry color that matches Chris CT's. CT has a berry color. He's got berry colored loofah. What? He's drinking. He's just drinking. Anyways, no loofahs. Anyways, so there's that coming. We're going to go down to Kentucky and just have a really good time. So with that said, let's just see if I can take us out. You got anything to add, CT? Any other holiday thing you want to add? What you could do or what you do around the holidays as far as, is that it?
I just hope people enjoy making some drinks with friends and family and whatever it is. You know, you can't go wrong. You know, mix it, try it. You don't like it, throw it in the trash and start over. So,
you don't
figure out what's good and you don't figure out the right mixtures if you don't try. So, have fun with it, enjoy it, and you know, like we do, get some laughs out of it.
And then make sure you pick up some Liquor 43 chocolate. Chocolate Liquor 43.
Friends and family. You know, yep. It makes the holidays better, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. And look forward to chocolate. Officially, if anybody from the 443 is watching this or listening to this, I would gladly sponsor and plug you or whatever, because holy crap, that makes everything.
And if anybody's listening from General Mills and Count Chocula and Liquor Chocolate 43, here we go. Oh, Honeycombs and Liquor 43. There you go. That's post. We just gave them a post. All right.
Close enough.
Yeah, I want Count Chocula. I want chocolate Cocoa Krispies and Liquor Chocolate 43. That's what that's what I'm looking for.
Breakfast of that.
Yeah.
It's happening. And then just a nice smoked maple old fashioned to just be as a side.
Well, maybe on our way down when we stop at your house before we go to Andy's on that Saturday, we can do some breakfast cereal.
All right.
All right, everybody. All right. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all things Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Make sure you check us out. And then also Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. And make sure you listen to us on all the major podcast formats. And remember, good bourbon, good whiskey equals good times, good friends. Drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. And make sure to go out there and live fucking dangerously. All right, everybody. Happy holidays.
One more thing. We got a lot of podcasts and stuff coming up for the holidays next week. So make sure you tune in and check us out when we go live and on YouTube and Facebook, because it's going to be all epic stuff. And you don't want to miss what's going to be happening next week and next weekend. Cheers, everybody. Thanks, everybody, cheers, for tuning in and watching us.
All right. Little Steve-O's going to take us out.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.